Live 89.5, I'm Jason Wilder, and it is a great pleasure to be in one of the most fabulous places just off the island of Phuket in Natai, and this is the Asia Mendi restaurant in Inyala. It's just about to reopen for the high season, and I'm joined by the new superstar here at Asia Mendi. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do here?
Sure. My name is Aisha Ibrahim. I'm the new chef de cuisine, so I'm here this season running the kitchen for Asia Mendi, coming from San Francisco.
Fantastic. And Aisha, can we get a little background? You've worked at some iconic places. Let's start this at the very beginning with your world of food. How did you get involved and what experience you've had?
Actually, it was an accident. I was an athlete for a long time. I hurt my knee, so throughout my rehab, became obsessed with reading cookbooks and decided at 20 years old I was going to go to culinary school. So I moved to San Francisco, went to Le Cordon Bleu, graduated a few years later. At the same time, I was working in some really incredible Bay Area restaurants, a two-star Michelin restaurant, Aqua. I got my first executive chef job at 24, decided, I still needed to learn more, and spent the next 5 years after that working at Manresa, Ryugen in Tokyo, Ishikawa in Tokyo, La Fervescence. So I did some internships abroad while maintaining a sous chef position at Manresa, which is a 3 Michelin star restaurant.
And how did you get involved with Asia Mendi here at Inyala?
I met Aneko during a collaboration dinner and we hit it off. We had a very successful event together. He, said keep in touch, and then out of the blue, about a year later, asked me what I was doing and said, I have this great opportunity. I'm not sure where you are in your career. And for me, this was my time in my career to kind of take the next step forward. So that's why I'm here. It's been great so far. The new menu really is influenced by the product that surrounds Asia Mendi and this area in particular. So we're trying to dial back a little bit, go back to basics. And by basics, I mean, work on utilizing what is here. On the menu right now, we have the aged duck. It's a local duck. We have fish on the menu. It's a local fish. It's a beautiful product. I think it's all very underutilized. So I'm excited to learn more about it. And the menu will progressively change as we go as well.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know Aneko Acha, I'll just give a little background. He is actually a 3-star Michelin chef, one of the youngest in the Spanish area. Bilbao, I do believe.
This Bilbao, that's correct.
That's correct, in the Basque Country. So this is something that Aneko, it seems to, from research, I've heard that this is the ethos of Aneko's kind of way of cooking and way of preparing food, is to be very creative and to use, like as you said, the local products. Now, it must be amazing working with someone of that level. How do you feel about that taking up?
My relationship with Aneko is fantastic. It's the first, he's a very highly regarded chef, so incredibly humble, very young as well. And for me, that struck something in me. To meet someone who's so passionate, so young, but so eager to give someone like me an opportunity as well and help me grow. So, I can only hope to be someone like him. He just is very positive and promoting of people who work for him. And you can't ask for more from a boss, It's fantastic.
Fantastic. And I just watched the video. I've yet to experience. I really want to experience the truffled egg. Can you do the truffled egg?
Absolutely. Next time you come, we'll have you in the kitchen. I'll do it for you. And it'll be your first course.
It sounds right up my street. I'm from the northwest of England. We do pickled eggs quite a lot, but I've never had a truffled egg, which seems like the next level up. But fantastic. So it's been an amazing relaunch, obviously. Looking forward to the high season.
Yes.
What would you say to people who are listening here in Phuket if they've never experienced this?
The last few years of Asia Mendi, it's been a repertoire of dishes. This year is going to be an opportunity for us to do changes constantly. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be something that is different, something that is a lot of textures, a lot of complexity to these dishes. So it's been a good opportunity for me to really showcase, techniques from Japan, techniques from California, techniques from Aneko. It's a really happy marriage of all of those things. So, I encourage you to come up here and come and check it out. It's going to be a wonderful dining experience. It's a 12-course menu. And, we're just looking forward to being able to take care of the people in Phuket as well as anyone else. So.
It is spectacular. I think it's the world of food turned into magic. Thank you, Aisha. I wish you the best of luck with being here at the Chef de Cuisine of the Asia Mendi restaurant in Yala.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to having you.